You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Indices ended marginally higher as investors await Q2 GDP as well as the G20 outcome. Sensex was up 23.89 points and Nifty was up by about 18 points. These will be among the big stories that we will be following as we take this final walk of the final evening walk of this week right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh and this is an evening walk down Dalal Street.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
After the blockbuster day it was yesterday, it was a rather subdued start to the December series for the Nifty as it failed to hold on to 10,900 mark while the Sensex managed to have a flat close. Global investors awaited cues from the G20 summit while back home, GDP data, that is gross domestic product data for quarter two, was being watched out for. Oil prices traded steady as well while the rupee hovered just above the low points of the day. Among sectors, strength was visible among automobiles, IT and pharmaceuticals, while banks and metals took a hit. In the broader markets, the Nifty Midcap Index ended with gains of around 1%. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 23.89 points or 0.07% at 36,194.3, while the Nifty was higher by 18.1 points or 0.17% at 10,876.8. The market breadth was negative as 1,285 shares advanced against a decline of 1,300 shares, while 149 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank and Wipro were the top gainers today, while Tata Motors, ICICI Bank, HPCL and Bharti Infratel lost the most. Some stocks that were in the news today. Share price of Tata Motors declined 3% after UBS cut target to 200 rupees from 280 rupees per share. Asian Oilfield Services locked at 5% upper circuit in the early trade on Friday after the company won an award of contract from ONGC. Shares of Maruti Suzuki India rose 1.5% after CLSA retained a buy call on the stock with a target of 9,200 rupees per share. Yes Bank shares rebounded today on Friday for the first time in the last six consecutive sessions, rising nearly 6% after the management clarified its stance on ownership in Morgan Credits, exposure to developers and current financial situation of the lender. Torrent Pharmaceuticals, meanwhile, Torrent Pharmaceuticals gained 3.5% after the company redeemed non-convertible debentures on Thursday. Kesoram Industries shares climbed 6% after a media report indicated that there could be a demerger of the company's tire business. Sun TV Network shares dropped 4% after global brokerage firm HSBC slashed target price by 17.8%. Lupin shares gained over 2% after the launch of a skin infection treatment cream in the United States. Inox Leisure rallied more than 2% after the promoter increased its shareholding beyond 50%. Chambal Fertilizers and Chemicals shares climbed over 3% after the commencement of production at the company's Rajasthan plant. Oriental Hotels shares rallied 2% after the hotel operating agreement terminated between the company and Dodla International. And finally, Zuari Agrochemicals gained 1% after the operations resumed at ammonia plant. As usual, very quickly, global markets and how they're trading. European stocks have been flat as investors waited for cues from the G20 summit in Argentina. Asian markets ended mixed as traders there too waited for cues from the G20 summit. Nikkei 225 rose 88.46 points or 0.4% to 22,351.06, while the Topix Index, the broader Topix Index also of Japan, added 0.48% to close at 1,667.45. Experts recommend having a positive stance, but with a rider, Jayant Manglik, president of Religare Broking, said in a statement, and I quote, "The recent rebound is a reflection of improvement in macro environment in support of global markets. However, we have a list of important events, both on the domestic and the global fronts, which may derail the momentum. Also, participation is largely restricted to index majors, while broader markets indices are still reeling under pressure and show indecision, which is what makes us suggest that you maintain positive yet a cautious approach and prefer hedged trades," unquote. Well, that's pretty much all you needed to know about the events on Dalal Street. And that also brings us to the end of the week's news from Dalal Street. It is the end of the trading week. We'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning on Monday with a morning walk down Dalal Street. In the meanwhile, we have lots of other podcasts to whet your podcast appetite. And I'm certain you're going to use the opportunity of the weekend to catch up on all those stories that you have missed. In the meanwhile, we wish you a fantastic weekend and I'll see you first thing in the morning on Monday. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.